Oli Vargas. I'm in the city of Cochabamba. Behind me is the former Cuban hospital in the zona sur of the city. The zona sur of Cochabamba is a working class area, one of the poorest areas of the city. And this hospital now remains closed following the expulsion of Cuban doctors just after the coup d'etat. Now, this hospital used to have 143 Cuban medical professionals providing free healthcare to the community. However, now the doors are closed. As you can see, there's a sign behind me and it says, no hay atención, there is no service. No hay médicos, there are no doctors. No hay enfermeras, there's no nurses. This hospital is one of a number of institutions staffed by Cuban medical professionals that are now closed. Over 700 Cubans were expelled by the coup government. They overwhelmingly worked in poorer indigenous areas, some in remote rural areas, but also in poor areas of the big cities, such as here in the zona sur. Now, those connected to the program continue to be targeted. Just yesterday, Carlos Andres de la Rocha was arrested in La Paz. He is a Bolivian who was working with, who was a member of staff with the Cuban Medical Brigade in Bolivia. He's been arrested on false charges following a three-hour interrogation in La Paz. Now, Cuban doctors around Latin America, despite providing free healthcare services, vital services to those who wouldn't have access to healthcare otherwise, those Cuban doctors remain targets across Latin America. In Brazil, they were targeted by the far-right government of Jair Bolsonaro. In Venezuela, they have faced attacks from right-wing opposition supporters. However, those who benefited from services such as this are sad to see the Cuban doctors expelled and are asking for the services to be reopened. However, the Bolivian government has not given any response as to when or how they will be ensuring that service resumes in hospitals.